Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to today's episode. I'm really excited because actually yesterday I had Catherine Zenkina, which is Manifestation Babe. She actually mentioned me on her own podcast, which was really, really exciting. And the reason why she did this is actually because she took my 3-day manifesting weight loss course. And she really loved it. And she had some really big mindset shifts and aha moments and breakthroughs as a result of what I teach in that course. Now, that course is actually a combination of what I've learned over the last 10 years about eating psychology and other scientific related things and how I managed to tie that into the law of attraction and manifestation and was able to lose 30 pounds and keep it off for quite a few years now. So that course is really, really good because it's really important to understand that the law of attraction and like attracts like. We can't dismiss this whenever we're going after any goal in life. That really, the more I see my life playing out and the more I'm aware of my thoughts, the more obvious it is that like attracts like. So my manifest weight loss 3-day course really dives into the how to address those limiting beliefs, the typical limiting beliefs that come up for women that can't lose weight, and how to apply the law of attraction to weight loss. Like, because I noticed that this kind of information isn't really available to anyone, and yet it's so obvious to me because I practice it every single day. Like, I still have to practice the stuff that's in that 3-day manifesting weight loss course. It's just that it's more automatic for me now. So it's like when you start driving a manual car and you've got to shift all the gears one by one and it seems really difficult and unnatural, and then eventually you're just shifting gears without even thinking about it. And that's how I described my thought patterns and how they've shifted around my weight and food, because it was difficult in the beginning to kind of go, right, I've got to like consciously change my thoughts and feelings. But then eventually it just becomes automatic and it becomes who you are. And so I still do practice the stuff that's in that 3-day manifesting weight loss course, because it's so important. Like, I notice even now, like, it's been 4 years since I lost the weight, but if I get into a cycle of guilt around food, or I have to say, like, the dieting mentality is actually quite contagious. Like, if I spend too much time around women who are obsessing about their food, I start to notice my thought patterns coming back. It's lucky though that I'm really aware of it now and I'm able to distance myself from the mentality that these people have. But it It is so prevalent. Like, I literally, every woman I come across now has a dieting mentality, and it's disconnecting them from themselves. And it's, I think that this is the biggest issue nowadays in terms of weight loss and the law of attraction, because it's moving away from connecting to our higher self and knowing intuitively what's best for us. Because at the end of the day, our intuition, our inner guidance, our higher self is there to guide us through every decision in life, through everything, including food and including how to go about our weight loss journey. And so that 3-day manifesting weight loss course really just covers everything that I practice now on a daily basis that keeps me in check, that keeps me basically feeling freedom around food. That was the biggest thing for me, was to feel freedom and not have to feel tied down by diets and an exercise obsession. And that's honestly, like, the mental gain is the biggest one for me. The fact that I'm like a really small size and it's effortless is like just a bonus, honestly. Like, people think that it's really hard to maintain a slim figure, and I'm like, well, it used to be hard, but I created a reality where it's easy, and that is possible for you too. You just have to understand the laws of the universe and apply them in such a way that you eventually convince yourself of that. And that's it. That's really all it is. So anyway, if this sounds like something that you could benefit from, because I know so many women need this course, so many women, check out the link to Manifesting Weight Loss in the show notes. Check it out, because it's going to change your life. Like, it seriously has changed mine, and I know it's changed a lot of other women's as well. So anyway, today I want to talk about some more weight loss stuff in regards to set point, because I was reading a book the other day, and it was about confidence and self-love, and it talked about the set point of your weight, and I got really, I just was, my brain was ticking over here, like, oh, like, this author's got some beliefs around her weight that's actually limiting her from being able to lose weight. And I want to talk about that, because I think a lot of women love, like me as well, I love reading up about the science of things. I love science. I do. Like, I am a bit of a science nerd, but I'm also a spiritual babe. And I've learned to sometimes take a step away from science and look at the bigger picture and ask myself, is this actually limiting me or expanding me? Because sometimes we forget that the placebo effect is real. And if we legit believe something to be true around our bodies or around food, then it is true for us. So I really want to talk about that in terms of weight set point. So I guess, first of all, like, in regards to the placebo effect, I just want to say, if you don't know much about what it is, I guess I take it for granted thinking that everybody knows what it is because I have a degree in the health sciences. There's a lot of stuff that I know about the body, and that sometimes I forget that other people don't know it as common knowledge. So basically, placebo effect just means that, I mean, most people know what it is. It just means that when you believe something to be true, it is true. So what it comes from is actually that every single scientific study that you've ever heard of, that you ever go, right, oh, they said that this is based on science. If somebody said something, it means that they've used a placebo, which is called the control, and then they've used the drug or treatment or whatever the study is being done for. So every single scientific study has to have this basic like basic standard, right? That they use a control, which is like acting as the placebo, and they have to have usually double blind. So what double blind means is that the participants of the study don't know whether or not they're getting the drug or the whatever the scientific trial is based on, or they don't know if they're getting the placebo. So they can't know which one they're getting. And double blind means that the participants don't know, and also the people running the study don't know. So the people that are saying, like, that are saying, hey, here's the drug, take the drug. That's what double blind means, because this is the amazing thing, is that they've known that even if the people running the study, who are face to face with the participants, know which is the placebo and which is the drug, that people can sense that. It's kind of like they don't have a poker face. Like we can sense each other's energies and body language. I mean, communication is majority to do with body language anyway. So basically that's what double blind means. So like every single reputable study will have double blind and will have a control and the actual drug. So I hope that makes sense. That's kind of like the basics of why the placebo effect is so important to take into account, because if you think to yourself, oh, this science said this is true, so it must be true. And yeah, like science is important, but if you actually know science and you actually like are within science, science is always changing and evolving as well. And science is also very, very narrow-minded, as in like it's always going to have tunnel vision, because as scientists we're looking at a minute part of the human body and we're kind of having to block out other areas. And so a lot of the time when I see scientific studies done, they're not actually looking at the bigger picture. And this can come across in really dangerous ways to people. Like I saw a study the other day talking about how people went on a paleo diet and had improvements in their cholesterol. And I'm like, wow, this is sending such an incorrect message to people, because just because a study found that paleo reduced cholesterol doesn't mean that paleo is the answer to health, because there's so many other ways of reducing cholesterol. Can I tell you that I've seen a study that showed that mindful eating alone reduced cholesterol and blood pressure. Like that, this is legit. They put people on diets and measured their blood pressure and cholesterol. And then they put other participants through a mindful eating and self-love course and measured their cholesterol and blood pressure. And they actually, I think it was a 2-year study, and they went back and looked at the participants from 2 years later that had been on diets. And what happened with them was initially when they lost the weight, they did have an improvement in their health markers. But then 2 years later, they had gained the weight back and they no longer had improvement in their health markers. And then the people who were part of the mindful eating and self-love group, their weight didn't really fluctuate, but they had an improvement in the health markers of cholesterol and blood pressure even 2 years later down the track. And so you can see there how, like, you can look at one study and go, well, the people who went on diets had an improvement, but what about long term? And what about the fact that just because cutting out grains had an improvement doesn't mean that grains were the demon that caused the bad cholesterol? So it's really important to understand as a whole that just because you read something or you read a book about keto or you read a book about something, that a lot of the time people like to take parts out of science and and word it in a way that's very persuasive, but it's not really looking at the bigger picture of science and what we know as a whole in terms of nutrition and what causes disease and things like that. So I just want people to really understand that, because I get a little bit upset when I see people who don't understand this, that are trying to help people, and I feel like actually it's hindering all of us, because it's just creating a poor relationship with food, and it's creating this, all of us have a dieting mentality. And honestly, can you really see that all of this like dieting, this dieting trend isn't actually working? Like, there's more spent on the weight loss industry than ever. And so clearly it's not happening. Anyway, I'm getting off track now. Okay, seriously, you can always trust me to get off on a tangent, because I'll get super passionate about something and I'll just start going on a rant about that. So apologies. I'm going to keep on focus now with today's topic, which is actually I'm talking about weight set point. Okay, for those of you that don't know what weight set point is, it's a theory around weight loss. So what we mean by a theory around weight loss is that when scientists are trying to prove something to be true, they'll set a theory about it, and then they'll go about trying to show or like trying to prove whether or not it's actually true. So there's a theory that everybody has a control body weight, meaning that kind of like a thermostat, like when you have the heater on in your house and you set it at 25 degrees, if the temperature goes below 25 degrees, then the heater will come on and make the temperature back to 25 degrees. That's kind of like what this set point theory is that say your weight is set at 140 pounds and then you lose a few pounds, then your metabolism and appetite is going to regulate in such a way that you get back to 140 pounds. So regardless of what dieting you do, how you eat or whatever, you keep on coming back to this set point weight. So that's what the set point theory is all about. And there's different theories about whether or not it's genetic, it's got to do with our DNA, or is it got to do with the environment, has it got to do with our Western diets, etc., etc. There's a lot of different like theories around weight and what regulates our weight, and whether or not there is a set point that means that there's basically no point in dieting because our bodies go back to this set point anyway. So that's kind of what I mean by the set point theory. So now that I've told you what the set point theory is, like, I know you're dying to know, like, is it true? Is it actually true? And like I said previously with science, the important thing to remember, like, is that you have to look at the bigger picture. You always have to look at the bigger picture. And the most dangerous thing is to read something about what science has shown us, and then it becomes like a limiting thing. And that's where I want you to be so, so careful. And what I'm so careful, and how I was saying, like, with the dieting mindset, it's a little bit contagious, and I try and kind of like not fall for that way of thinking. But I want you to be careful what you allow yourself to believe around your weight and food. So in regards to set point, there is truth to it, right? But when I say that, I have a feeling that a lot of women will feel helpless as to the fact that, oh, great, so I'm stuck here, right? It's true, I'm stuck at this weight forever and I'm always going to struggle and blah, blah, blah. But what I'm going to explain as to why it's true and why that's a good thing, and I want you to focus on why it's a good thing, because law of attraction, like attracts like, and you have to focus on the things that you want, like the things that you want to attract, right? So if you keep on focusing on the negative aspects of things, then you'll keep on seeing the negative aspect of things in your reality. So the amazing thing of set point is that your body, like I keep on saying, is designed to maintain homeostasis. It's like the body has amazing regulatory systems, and these regulatory systems are there to keep you alive. Like, it's actually a life-saving part of the body, that it regulates and preserves your body's composition. Like, it is the body's goal is to preserve your body's composition in case there's like a famine, or like, you know, you're stuck with no food. That's how our bodies are designed, so that if you were to ever be in a position where there's no food, your body is still able to keep you alive. It's got enough regulatory things that it can sort itself out to go, right, what are we going to do here to try and keep the body as best as it can? And this isn't just to do with weight loss. Like, if any of you have ever studied the body on like a deeper level, like we do at like university, then you'll know you actually develop this real appreciation of how fucking amazing the body is, and how it's able to. I'm like, I was mind blown when I was studying the body at university. I was like, wow, this is proof of a higher power. Just how fucking amazing all of this is, that it's like magic that it all actually just functions in this way. But anyway, so in the last episode, I don't want to get too much into certain things, because in the last episode I did talk about calorie deficits and what happens when you go into a large calorie deficit. But basically, just real quick, your body does regulate your weight. So when you lose weight, your body's going to increase your appetite, and it's going to, I mean, more or less decrease your metabolism to a certain extent. But there's certain things that happen, like your body releases, you get more ghrelin, which is the hormone that makes you more hungry. And it also decreases leptin, which is the hormone that makes you feel full and decreases your appetite. And it also makes food more alluring by releasing more dopamine when you eat. There are mechanisms in place that make it harder to lose weight. But I want you to remember that there's ways around this, and I've learnt the ways around this. And that's why the courses that I teach, I just feel like if you can get your hands on them and fully understand what I'm teaching and how you can use your mindset to manipulate your hormones essentially and to manipulate your body in such a way that I have, you can completely change your body. And so basically what I'm saying here is that the set point theory nobody can prove it, because like there's evidence of it, like I said, but there is no one in the world that can say that once you're stuck at a certain weight, that's it. Because if that were true, there wouldn't be people who have lost weight and never gained it back. And there are many people who lose weight and never gain it back. And I'm like one of them right now. Like, I lost the weight, like I keep on saying 4 years ago. I'm pretty sure it's 4 years ago when I started losing it. It took me a while, but it kind of just naturally fell off after the end. Like, I didn't even expect to get to this size, because I wouldn't have even thought I would be this small, but it just happened. Like, it just happened naturally. And like towards the end, I mean. But like, what I'm trying to say is that there are people who lose weight and keep it off forever. And what you want to focus on is that. because like attracts like. And if you're just focusing on the fact that there's all this evidence that there's a set point and et cetera, then that's the reality that you're going to face. But if you focus on showing your brain evidence, like go look for the evidence if you want, that there's people who lose weight and keep it off. Like there's one that there's some guy that I read his book ages ago, Gabrielle or something like that. I don't know. Maybe you know who I'm trying to talk about. Yeah, he lost a whole bunch of weight. Okay, maybe it's not Gabrielle. Ah, the Gabrielle method. I knew that it was something like that. John Gabrielle, he like lost a bunch of weight. And I remember reading his book years and years ago, but I kind of like, I can't remember what he talks about. I think there's a bit of like dieting mentality in that book. And I think looking back now, I don't know if I'd recommend it again. I'd have to check it out again, but there are some good stuff in there. And I know he talks about the law of attraction as well. But basically, you can lose weight. You can lose weight and keep it off. This whole please don't get stuck into this set point stuff, because when you're wanting a reason why you can't lose weight, what you actually want is self-acceptance. That's why we keep on looking for reasons to justify why we are the way we are. Because what you're actually craving in that moment is self-love and acceptance. And if you give yourself that self-love and self-compassion and self-acceptance, then you have the power to go, I accept where I am now. I'm okay where I am now. But I also know that I can be different. I can be where I want to be. So the secret there is that instead of finding the reason why you are where you are to give yourself that feeling of self-acceptance, is to just give yourself self-acceptance without needing a reason why you are the way you are. Like you are the way you are. Like you're perfect just in this imperfect world. Like you don't need a reason why you are the way you are, in the sense that a reason that limits you, is what I'm trying to say, is don't try to make yourself feel better by finding a reason that limits you. Find a reason that just is because you're fucking amazing and you get to be you no matter what weight you are, and you're still amazing, right? You're just so beautiful, and you don't need to say, I'm like this because of blah, 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 blah. Because I have a slow metabolism, because of my past, because it's my genetics, because it's the set point that I've tried everything and nothing ever works. Please, like, don't limit yourself in that way, because if you do truly want to change your weight and you truly want freedom from dieting and not have to stress about everything around food, then you want to give yourself that self-acceptance and compassion without finding a reason that limits you. So now with like the law of attraction, let's focus on the positives of having a set point. Let me explain to you why it's amazing. And I want you to focus on the positives of having a set point. Like the set point theory. Like what I'm talking about is that, number one, your body is designed to keep you alive. That's amazing, right? Number two, once you do lose the weight and you're in the position like I am, where your body's like really settled into this weight, the set point theory is still kicking in. What that means is that if I eat consistently, which I do, I don't go on any diets. I don't drastically cut calories or eat salads all the time. That's really low cal, right? I'm eating consistently. I eat carbohydrates. I eat fats. I eat protein. I just eat a really sustainable amount of calories each day, even though I don't count calories, I just know because I've had a history of counting calories. So I just know that I eat quite consistently. And because I do eat quite consistently, in the occasional occasion where I might have a really big meal or like I go and eat something really indulgent, my weight stays the same, more or less. If it fluctuates like 1 to 2 pounds, because I keep my mindset in check with the stuff that I teach in the courses, I know what's going on and I know that it's just going to settle again. So the way that you can do this, like number one, like, you know, I obviously go much more in depth in the Manifesting Weight Loss course, and the No Diet Babe Academy is a little bit more in depth in certain things like emotional eating and a little bit more, I'd say, about the ghrelin and the leptin and how to influence those appetite hormones. But anyway, what I'm going to kind of say to you today, though, like I said, is to focus on the positives. So focus on the fact that this whole set point thing, what that means is that when you're at your goal weight, like when you're at your weight that you're like your new weight, like I am, and you've settled into it, even if you have like a larger meal or your calories are a bit higher or whatever, or you have something indulgent, your body will increase the thermogenesis, so your metabolism. It will just charge up your metabolism, basically, to cover you for the extra food that you've had. And that's amazing. Like, let's just like celebrate that and kind of go, awesome. Like, it's an awesome thing that the body regulates things, because that way, like, even if I do go out and have a burger and cheesy fries and a couple of cocktails, I don't gain weight, because that's what, when people look at me and they say, oh my God, like you're eating that and you've got a fast metabolism. No, I created this and you can too. And actually, like, it's not even magical, like I'm making it sound. Like, there's so many even bodybuilders that do this because they like reverse diet their way to eating 3,000 calories. So like, if you want evidence of it being true besides what I'm just saying, like, go find somebody who, like, I know I follow like women bodybuilders that eat like 3,000 calories a day and they're like lean as fuck. So like, it's not something that I'm talking about that's kind of like magical or woo-woo. Like, it's actually real. But basically, once you do get to your goal weight, and because you're eating consistently, because you're not like, you're listening to your body, right? You have a connection with yourself, and your body will just increase like thermogenesis, which is the process during which your body burns calories to produce heat. So it's like, it's just gonna increase your temperature. I think that's what it is. Anyway, I'm not going to go into it because I'll get off track. But basically what it means is that once you get to your desirable weight, you can create that. That's your new set point. Like, I've got my new set point and I decided that this is it. Like, I'm going to maintain this. And the way that you decide is to not let your thoughts get the better of you. Like, when you start losing weight and then you start gaining weight, you have to realize that a little bit of weight gain after losing it is normal, number one. Number two, it doesn't mean it has to be a domino effect where you start gaining weight. Because what happens is you say to yourself, right, I'm gaining a little bit of weight. And instead of saying, this is normal and I'm just going to continue to listen to my body, and if I'm going through this phase of being really hungry, I'm going to honor that and I'm going to be okay regardless. And you develop this positive self-talk and you understand the law of attraction, and you monitor your beliefs and you go, this is going to be fine, which is exactly what I do, then you won't keep on gaining weight. What happens is when you lose weight and then you go, well, number one, like I said in the last podcast, women just go on crazy diets. Number two, when these thoughts start to take over, you're monitoring them. You know that you can control your reality through your thoughts, and you decide in that moment to shift those thoughts. And that's what the law of attraction is all about. That's how you can change your reality. And I mean, look, I go into the science of leptin and ghrelin and how actually you can influence these. Like I was saying, like, you can influence them. Like, it's fucking amazing. Like, I just need you to know that this whole stuff around not believing that you can lose weight and keep it off is bullshit. You can. And I want you to know that you've got to use the power of your mind, the power of thoughts, the power of feelings, the power of beliefs to do it. Like, you legit manifest this shit. Like, it's not woo-woo. Like, it's like, as in, like, it's not just made up. I'm not just making it up. Like, it's legit. It's real. I see it in my life every day. So anyway, I'm getting a little bit passionate about this because I really just want to like bang it into your head. Because so many women are so stuck in a dieting mentality that I can't, like, I just need to shake it out of you. So, okay, let's just sum it up, right? Set point theory, basically I want you to forget about it or just focus on the positive of it. Monitor your thoughts and beliefs around your weight and know that you can lose weight. And it's all about your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. And that's pretty much the gist of it. Like, don't let these beliefs, such as set point theory, hold you back. Instead, realize that what you want and need, everybody needs, is self-acceptance and self-compassion. And to know that it's okay where you are, like, to be where you are. And it's also okay to want to be different. Right? And it's okay to want to end this whole dieting struggle that you've had and to stop being one of those women that has to monitor her food choices based on these food rules, basically. And that you get to enjoy the abundance of food, but also regulate your emotions without needing food. And that's really the key here. And I'll say that again if my freaking dog stops barking. So what the key is that you get to enjoy the abundance of food without needing food to help you regulate your feelings and emotions. Because that's what people do a lot of, is to eat a lot of food to try and increase the dopamine, to try and increase the serotonin levels so that it's essentially food is acting as an antidepressant, and to learn to cope without that aspect of food and to then listen to your genuine hunger and enjoy the abundance of food. So anyway, that's it for today's episode. My dog's going crazy. And it's actually a long weekend here in Melbourne because I just realized that some of you guys in America or wherever you're from might go, what, you guys have a public holiday for football? Yes, we do. And I just realized how crazy that is. Like, Victorians are so passionate about their football. I feel like I'm the only Melburnian right now that does not care about the football, and I thought it was on yesterday. I think it's actually on today. I don't even know who's in the grand final. Like, how embarrassing is that? That I'm like, if you're in Melbourne and you don't know who's in the grand final, like, you're just basically an alien. Like, you're living under a rock. And I basically do live under a rock because I'm in my own little world right now with, like, my positive mentality and law of attraction and everything. I'm just like, feed my mind with good information, like mind food, not, you know, negativity. So anyway, not that football's negative. I just mean I don't watch TV a lot, except for The Bachelor. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll know that I'm obsessed with The Bachelor. But one more tip is that's so cool, is that The Bachelor actually talks about the energy of people. And I'm like, this guy has some deeper knowledge here. And then I had a look at his Instagram and he actually follows The Secret. And I'm like, yes, I knew he knew about the law of attraction. Isn't that funny? Anyway, I'm going to leave you guys in this episode. I think in the next episode, I'm going to do like a little bit of a backstory about my, like myself and my struggles, just so you can learn a little bit more about what I've been through and stuff like that. So anyway, I'm sorry about my dog and have a good day and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.